It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actor and comedian Kevin Hart is firing back at critics who slammed his decision to throw his son a Cowboys and Indians party on Thanksgiving because the comedian doesn't see anything racially insensitive about it. The party controversy started on Thanksgiving when Kevin's wife, Aniko, posted an Instagram picture from Kenzo's first birthday. And it showed attendees dressed in traditional Native American like clothing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so many of Kevin and Aniko's followers called it shameful and ignorant. But this is what he has to say about that.
This isn't a racial slur that people are doing and being malicious with. This is a game that's been played for years. I'm about to be 40 years old. I remember at the age 6, 7 playing these games. I remember playing cops and robbers.
Mel B said that when she was in an abusive relationship with Steven Belafonte, Mel B is formerly from the Spice Girls, she wanted a tattoo with his name removed, right? Like lots of people do that after you break up.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to do laser tattoo removal. So she had the skin cut off and she kept it.
I just thought I can't go through the pain of getting it lasered off because laser is actually more painful than getting the tattoo off. So I said, can you just cut it off my body? It's like I wanted him removed. So he just did a cut of just his name and I've saved it in a jar, which sounds a bit strange. I know.
Where do you keep it?
Oh, at the top of my wardrobe. Well, nobody can see it, but I know it's there and it's off my body. So it makes me feel so much better.
How does that, I know they numb you up, but how does that not hurt? Cutting your skin off.
I don't know, but the fact that she keeps it in a jar in her bedroom on top of her wardrobe gives me life. Weird relationship.
Don't
strange
say goals.
Stuff. Not okay. Goals, but just weird relationship stuff like that is so interesting to me. Paris Hilton addressed her split from actor Chris Zilka for the first time during Wednesday's appearance on The Talk, saying that she's been doing really good in light of the heartbreak.
When I fall in love fast and hard, and it was this whirlwind romance, and I've always been obsessed with Disney stories and love stories, and I thought it was going to be my happy ending, and I just realized after time that it wasn't the right decision. But I wish him the best, and you know, one day I would love to get married and have children. But for right now, I'm just focusing on myself and my work.
And Macaulay Culkin says that most of his girlfriends that he's dated have all wanted to do this with him.
It's like you got like a new girlfriend, and then, you know, you just flip them through the channels, and then there's Home Alone, and she's like, "Huh? Hey, you wanna watch it?" And I'm like, "You wanna watch Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, don't you?" And she's like, "He's like, yes."
But do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I have indulged that. And most of the time, I'm just muttering my lines under my breath. And it's like, keep the change, you filthy animal. Like, you know.
That would be awkward all the time. Like, hey, can we listen to this? Can we listen to that?
Absolutely. I think it's cute that he lets them do it, though. Coming up in less than an hour, does Celine Dion need an exorcism?
Huh? All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show in about 6 minutes, we're going to have a food fight. Yep, it's going to get messy up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.